The Great Headwaters Trails Foundation develops trails for bicycling and walking in Vilas County. The foundation was just named Business of the Month by the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation. Jeff Curry is the executive director. He's joining me today to talk about the award and Great Headwaters Trails Foundation's current project. Hi, Jeff.
Well, hello there.
Well, first of all, congratulations on being named Business of the Month. What has the Great Headwaters Trails Foundation done to earn this recognition?
Well, we're very proud to have gotten that recognition. We think Vilas County Economic Development Corporation is doing great work, and our bike trails are as much or more about economic development as they are about people who like to bicycle helping to develop bike trails. So we've been working. Our mission, Great Headwaters Trails mission, is to connect the towns in the eastern part of Vilas County with bike trails, and that would help the trail system that already exists in the rest of the county expand, and it would bring the benefits of the existing trail system over to places like Eagle River and the other towns in the eastern end of the county.
All right, great. So how do trails like this help stimulate the economy?
Well, a trail is a trail for walking or biking is a way for people to get around, that can be a way to get around recreationally, or it could be a way to get into town, or it could be a way to just know that you're going to be safe when you walk down the street from where you live to the nearby church or business, and those are all pluses for a community, for people to have those kinds of amenities. And then from a tourism point of view, especially in a place like Vilas County that's already got so many special assets, natural assets, the bike trails add a almost surprise ingredient for people who know they're going to find lakes and woods and new animals that they don't see where they in the towns where they live, but now to find bike trails that give them that way to bike or to walk really creates that extra sense that, hey, this is a place I really like to visit and want to come back to, or even this is a place I like to visit and I'd like to think about whether my family should locate here, because it has the things that we're really looking for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand that you're currently working to complete a trail connecting Conover and Phelps. How is that project going?
Well, it's gone really well. This is the summer to complete that trail, so work is going on in Phelps. And anybody that drives out of Phelps headed north up County E and then turns down County K will see quite a bit of bike trail. The sub base has been laid. Riprap has been put in. There has been a corridor cleared. And by the end of June or mid-July, we expect that trail will be completed all the way to downtown Phelps. So that's going to be a 10.6-mile trail completed and connecting downtown Phelps all the way over to the park in Conover. We're very excited to have it rolling along.
Yeah. So what's next? What other plans do you have for the future after this project's completed?
Well, the other, Conover and Phelps are two of the four or five towns, of course, in our end of the county. There's Lando up in the north of Conover. We'd love to help with a trail to connect up there, but right now it's not clear what the right-of-way or corridor for that would be. We'd love to connect from Conover down to Eagle River. Also not clear what the corridor for that trail would be, but what is fairly clear is a corridor for connecting Eagle River to St. Germain, and so that's the project we're going to be turning our attention to. We call it the River Trail Project, and when the River Trail is done, it will connect the Heart of Vilas Trail system that ends right now at County O and Highway 70 in St. Germain over to Riverview Park and downtown Eagle River, about 10 miles of extra trail. So that would turn the 55-mile Heart of Vilas Trail system into a 65-mile paved trail system. And so we think that's worth devoting a lot of energy and expertise to doing next.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Jeff.
You're very welcome, Erin.